and his faithfulness, his commitment to you, Lord. And I just pray for your blessing on him this morning. Pray for your anointing, Lord. Pray for the words that would come out of his mouth would be just from your spirit to his spirit and just anointed, Father. Help us, Lord, to hear your voice, hear your spirit coming through, Lord. Just bless him this morning. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. I greet you in the name of Jesus. Amen. What a wonderful service that we are having today. Starting with the praise and worship was awesome. Amen. Thank you, Brother Trevor and your team for leading us in praising the Lord. Amen. The testimonies, wow, 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 wow. And that honors God. Amen. Thank you for those that traveled to Bloemfontein. You took time to go there. You sacrificed your time, and God will never forget you. And thank you for bringing the word of encouragement. And we thank God that you traveled back safely. Amen. And for those that are visiting us for the very first time, you are welcome to Crosswest Church. Amen. Do we have visitors today? Hallelujah. And also want to thank those that went on holidays somewhere in Cape Town. Somewhere you went, maybe overseas, you are welcome. Amen. We have to thank God that indeed God answers prayer. Amen. God answers prayer because we prayed for you. Amen. And I'm sure even before you left, you also prayed that God will grant you safe traveling message to and from. And you are welcome back to Crosswest Church. You don't know how much this means to God. I mean, if you could listen to the statistics that were given, you know, last week, is it this weekend? More than 200 people perished on the road alone. But by the grace and the love of God, I don't think Crosswest is missing anyone who perished during this Easter holidays. We are all here. It's a testimony in its own. We have to thank God for that. So many churches are burying their members, and we are not. Why don't we put our hands together and thank God for his faithfulness? Just clap for him. Amen. Hallelujah. Wow, I'd like to thank Sister Pam for the word of God that you brought last Sunday. That was awesome. Amen. Through a message of Easter. Amen. What it means. And we had to learn quite a number of things with the declaration of what resurrection that you brought through. That was awesome. That was wonderful. And our today's message is looking at faith. Amen. I've entitled it, Have Faith. Amen. Have faith. Or let us have faith in God. Amen. Let us have faith in God. If you listened or you have read the brutal torture that Jesus went through before he was crucified, the pain that he suffered, and you realize how some people, most of the people deserted him, those who were very close to him, you understand that it took God's grace for him to go through what he went through. Amen. And even when he resurrected, amen, there are some people that doubted. There was lack of faith. There was lack of, they couldn't even remember the message that he gave them, to say he's going to resurrect on the third day. They completely forgot. Amen. Having said that, let's look at the definition of faith. What is faith? Amen. I just googled the word faith, and this is the definition that came up, or one of the definitions. There are so many definitions, and one of them that captured me was that faith is complete trust and confidence in someone or something, or a strong belief in the doctrines of a religion based on spiritual conviction rather than proof. That's the meaning of faith in the natural. Amen? In the natural, that's the meaning of faith. But for us as Christians, we can make reference to what Apostle Paul defined faith to us in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 says, faith is being sure or assurance of things we hope for, things certain things we do not see. That's what the word of God says. It's things that we hope for and certain things that we do not even see. That's the description or the definition of the word faith. Now, faith is in our heart. Faith is in our heart. There are two types of faith. Not faith in God, but in general, there are two types of faith. And there are two types of kingdom. Amen. There's the kingdom of God, and there's a kingdom of darkness. And in these two kingdoms, people have faith. Those that believe in the kingdom of God, they've got faith in God. Those that are in the kingdom of darkness, they've got faith in the enemy, the devil, Lucifer, and all his wicked things that he does. So that's where I'm basing the two types of faith that we have or we can see in our today's lives, in our today's generations. Now, the faith that is in God, which is the first type, the main one that we are talking about, is also in five or so levels. And that we can make reference to the parable that Jesus gave on the seed sower. Amen. And I don't want to dwell so much, but maybe some other time in near future, I'm going to preach on that. The different types of faith that we see, even amongst Christians or people in the church. We can make reference to the seed sower. There are some seeds that fell on the ground, some seeds that fell on the rock, some on the path, some on the land that was filled with weeds. Amen. And there are some seeds that fell on the fertile ground. Those are different types of or levels of faith. And one day, by the grace of God, we are going to share on that topic. But for today's preaching or sharing, I'll just end it there to say there are two types of faith: those that trust in God and those that don't believe in God. And you know who I'm talking about. The non-believers. They could be non-believers. Even those that don't believe it, there are also different levels. Those that are into Satanism, there are different levels of Satanism. Those that are into witchcraft, there are different levels of people in witchcraft and the powers that they want to acquire. Those that are in stealing, there are different types. They're also in levels, the way they steal. Those that are in fraud, different levels. The murderers, different levels. Amen. But we are not dwelling on that. Maybe one day again, we can look at that topic. Now, faith is the opposite of fear. Amen. Faith, those that trust in the Lord, they are not supposed to fear. We're supposed to trust and have faith in God. Amen. In everything. Amen. That God is Abba Father. And if we have faith, that is our main currency, that we can buy anything or we can receive anything that we want from Abba Father. Because if we don't have faith in Him, the Bible says, one, we cannot please Him. Amen. We cannot even come to church today. We cannot even pray. We cannot have people traveling all the way to Bloemfontein. It's because they've got faith in God. Amen. They had something they were looking for. Amen. To experience. during that conference. That's why people had to go there. Even those who couldn't travel, they had faith to say, I'm going to remain standing in the gap and be part of that conference. Amen. And some were doing something in order to facilitate that conference. People who were involved in organization, they had faith. And even the man of God himself, Angus, he had faith that by the grace of God, he has gone to have more than maybe a million or close to a million people coming. Why? Because he knows that God is able. Now, as Christians, the key in our walk with God is to have a good relationship. Relationship through Christ. Because the Bible says, Jesus said, no one can come to my Father. No one can have a relationship with my Father except you come through me. So it's through Jesus that we have to have that relationship with God. Amen. Without having that relationship with Jesus, without being born again, we cannot claim the relationship with God or even faith in God. Amen. And why? The other reason, besides Jesus being our Lord and Savior, he said it in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. He says, I am the author. Amen. Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. So if we don't have faith, if we don't have any relationship with Jesus, we cannot acquire faith. As Christians, we're expected to have faith in God and His Son, Jesus, as our Father. Amen. Jesus as our Lord. God, our Father. We should have faith in God as our Creator. We have to acknowledge that we are created by Him and we are created by His image. Amen. By His likeness. That we have to have faith in God that is our keeper, that is a sustainer of our lives, that is our helper. We have to have faith in God that is our deliverer. We have to have faith in the Lord that is our healer. We have to have faith in the Lord that is our provider. And why do we have to do that? Because that pleases God. Amen. It honors God when we acknowledge Him in that way. The Bible also reminds us in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, it says, without faith it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to God must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Who are always desiring to have God in their lives. Who are always seeking the face of God. Who are always praying. Who are always praising Him. Who are always honoring Him. Those are the people that you will receive His reward. The question is this morning, how can we acquire faith? Amen. How can we acquire faith? Number one, it has to be through salvation, which I've spoke about. In Acts chapter 4 verse 12, the word of God says, salvation is found in no one else. Amen. No one else. For there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. So for us to acquire faith, we have to accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. For no one can come to the Father except through Jesus. Hallelujah. Number two, how do we acquire faith? Faith comes by hearing the word and hearing the word of God. Amen. The testimonies that we had this morning can attest to that. Amen. People who went, my brother who seated there, Brother Anderson and many others that traveled. Amen. Because they heard the message of God, their faith has been elevated. The way they are seeing things today is different. Amen. As we are sharing the word of God here, amen, because you are listening to the word of God, your faith, your perception, your attitude, your perspectives and everything is going to change when you look at what's happening around you. You start acknowledging God to say, no matter what is happening, yes, the nation is going through difficult times now, but the Bible the message that was quoted by my sister here. She said, the word of God says, if my people who are called by my name, and we are called by the name of God, we are children of God, if we can humble ourselves, if we can pray, kneel down and seek his face and repent, the Bible says God is going to then hear our prayer and heal our land. Amen. Just by that, you start having, you know, that expectation to say, it's possible that despite of all the negativities that's going around, one day God is going to come through and things are going to change. Because the God that we serve is a living God. He's not a dead God. He answers prayer when we call on him. When we seek him, we find him. Amen. When we knock onto the heavens, that's the doors of heaven. The Bible says he opens the doors. Hallelujah. So, faith comes by hearing the word of God. Romans 10 verse 17. And that can come through reading the word of God, believing in the word of, not just reading, we need to believe the word of God. We need to listen to the word of God. And we can listen to the word of God from others. We can listen to the word of God when we are at home every day, not only on Sundays, every day. When we are at home, when we meet in our cell groups, we have to listen to the word of God. We have to obey what the word of God says. We have to attend church services, attending crusades. That is going to help us to know more about God, and that will please him. Amen. By hearing that message of God, our attitude is going to change. Amen. Our relationship with God is going to grow. Because we cannot be the same when we are reading the word of, when we are listening to the word of God. We change. The more message that we listen or we read about God, our faith is going to, even the level of our faith is going to grow or to increase. Number three, we need to meditate on the word of God. Amen. It's not just reading, but we need to meditate it in our heart. And that is going to help us. And the word of God says in chapter 1 verse 8, do not let this book of the law depart from you. The word of God today. Amen. Not only the 10 commandments that God gave to the children of Israel through Moses on the Mount Sinai. No. But our today's book, which is the Bible, the Holy Bible, it's the book of law. Amen. We have to make sure that we meditate on what the content of the word of God day and night. And that is going to bless us. Amen. If we meditate on the word of God day and night, our faith is going to grow. And the word of God has also promised that, and if we observe what the word of God says, then we shall prosper and succeed in everything. Amen. Not only in one thing. Number four, we can acquire our faith through listening and sharing testimonies. Like today we are sharing testimonies. Amen. Our faith has increased that indeed God is alive. God is still with us. God answers prayer. The manifestation of the Holy Spirit at the conference, even in here when we are praying, if we become more prayerful, amen, we will see manifestation of the Holy Spirit. People start falling and being slain by the power of the Holy Ghost. People start speaking in tongues. People start discerning, amen, things of God when we pray to God. Hallelujah. Number five, by fellowshipping or communion with God in prayer. That's the power of prayer that we are talking about. Say, as a church, we need to elevate the way we pray. We have to become prayer warriors. The men and women of God at Crosswest Church, we are encouraged to be prayer warriors. Serious prayers. Amen. Serious prayers. And that is going to, you know, to help us have faith in God. Because we start seeing the wonders of God. God manifesting in our lives. Number six, having a relationship with Christ that we can do above all the things that I've mentioned here. We need to have that relationship with Christ as number six. Now, how can we exercise faith as Christians or as children of God? One, we have to exercise faith in Christ when we have that assurance that God lives. Jesus is alive and he dwells in us. Jesus is always with us. Jesus is our light. Jesus is at the foundation of our life. Jesus must be at the center of our lives. Amen. In everything we do, we have to acknowledge Jesus. Number two, by believing in the teaching of Christ and practicing his teaching, that help us to exercise or put help us to put the word of God in action. Amen. The word of God in action. Amen. And how do we do that? By showing love. An example would be showing love to others. Amen. Yes, we read about love. We read about compassion, empathy. Those are some of the things that Jesus demonstrated and taught us. But we have to put the word of God into action by loving, showing love to others. Amen. Demonstrating love, helping those that are in need, visiting those that are in hospitals. Amen. Praying for others. Jesus was praying, most of the time alone, praying for others. We need to pray and intercede. By living a life that is totally depends on God. Amen. Being obedient. That's how we can exercise our faith in God. Number four, we have to acknowledge that God is faithful all the time. We have to acknowledge that God is dependable all the time. We have to acknowledge that God, this God that we worship, that we believe in, that we have faith in, is reliable. Amen. We have to acknowledge that this God that we worship is trustworthy. So that even when we are praying, when we kneel down, we know that we are praying to God who is reliable. He will answer our prayers. He will meet us at our point of need. When we are praying, we know that the God that we are praying to is trustworthy. Amen. Because he never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. We need to believe that this God we are talking about or we are praying to is dependable. Because he makes a way where there is no way. Amen. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can think or imagine. So that when we are praying, we are not shaken. Amen. We are not shaken by the circumstance that we are going through. Even when we are sick, we know that when we pray to God, because he is reliable, we shall be healed. Amen. Even when things, our businesses are not doing well, we know that if we pray to God, amen, and being obedient with the principles of God, amen, it shall come through. That business is going to change. It's going to be transformed. Amen. Whether it is an attack in our relationship, could be marriage or the family is under attack, we know that this God is reliable, is dependable, is faithful. Once we commit our marriage in the hands of the Lord, our marriage shall be blessed and shall be fruitful. Amen. Shall be productive. Amen. And even the children that we are having shall grow in the nature and the fear of God, because he's reliable. Amen. That's how children of God are supposed to exercise faith in God. We have to be aware of his presence in our lives all the time. Wherever we are, whether we are driving, whether we are working in our offices, whether we are even sitting here, even when we are in the bathroom, wherever we are, we have to be aware that Jesus is with us. Amen. We are surrounded by the presence of God. And that is going to help us so that we don't allow fear in whatever we are doing. And by doing that, we are exercising the faith in God. That we've got Abba Father. We've got our Savior. We've got our Helper on our side. We've got our Provider. Even things are not there, we know that he shall come through and he will supply all our needs according to his riches through his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Some of the benefits of having faith in God, we can read from the book of Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11 verse 20 to 24. Mark 11 20 to 24. The word of God reads from verse 20. In the morning as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. Then Peter remembered and said to Jesus, Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed has withered. Verse 22. Have faith in God. Jesus answered. Amen. That's the answer he gave to Peter. Have faith in God. Verse 23. Truly I tell you, that's Jesus now saying, if anyone says to this mountain, go, throw yourself in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says or what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Amen. What they say will happen, or what they pray for, because we pray to a reliable God, if we have that faith, amen, that this prayer, this request that I'm bringing before God, it will happen. If we have it in our hearts, that God will answer, it will happen. Hallelujah. Verse 24 says, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. This is a very common passage of scripture that we see when Jesus was leaving Bethany. Is it Bethany? I don't know. Okay. Bethany. Bethany. Yes, Bethany. When he was leaving Bethany and he was hungry, starving, and he saw a fig tree, he said, wow, that fig tree looks very healthy. Look at the leaves from afar. He went closer expecting to have a fruit to eat because he was hungry, was starving. But only to find that there was nothing on that tree. Amen. And God and Jesus cursed it. Cursed it. Why? Because it was not bearing the fruit which it was supposed to. And I'm sure there was a reason for that. Amen. But we can look at that some other time. But the moral of the story here, Jesus cursed it and they went. When they came back the following day, as they are coming from Jerusalem, going back outside the Jerusalem, then Peter announced that the fig tree has withered. And he was perplexed. He was confused to say, wow, this tree withered. What happened? Then Jesus reminded him about the importance of faith. Amen. That we should have faith in God. All the time, we should have faith, no matter the situation, have faith. Because when we have faith in God, whatever trouble that we may have, which could be sickness, which could be attacks of our marriage, which could be sicknesses or what, that mountain can be removed and thrown into the lake of fire. Amen. By faith, by prayer, when we pray to God by faith. So I don't know what your mountain that Jesus was referring to in this passage is, or what could be your problem today. And we declare that by faith in God, you can command that mountain in your life, in your family, that mountain in your career, that mountain in your marriage, that mountain that you have, even in your community, you can command it, if you only you have faith in God, to be cast out of your area, cast out of your life, cast out of your family, in the name of Jesus. Let's look at some of the examples of people who believed in God, who exercised faith in the Bible, besides Jesus himself. Amen. And we read from the book of Daniel 3 verse 28. Three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen. Who refused to worship an earthly god and were thrown in the furnace of fire by King Nebuchadnezzar. Verse 28 reads, then Nebuchadnezzar said, praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and rescued his servant. They trusted in him and defied the king's command, and were willing to give up their lives rather than to save or worship any god except their own God. Verse 29, therefore, I decree that the people of any nation or language who say anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be cut into pieces, and their houses be turned into pillars of rubble. For no other God can save in this way. We know the story very well. What happened? Because they refused to idolize. They refused to worship the image, the evil image that Nebuchadnezzar had created, that people should start worshiping. These three Hebrew boys refused to say, no, we cannot defy our God. God said, worship me alone, not any other God. Amen. They obeyed God. They had faith in God. Amen. These people are not just whipped or threatened. No, they were arrested, thrown into the furnace of fire. They did not even resist, you know, being arrested or being thrown into the furnace, because they knew this was the decree that was made to say, whoever refuses to worship the God of Nebuchadnezzar is going to be punished by being thrown into the furnace of fire. In spite of that, because of their faith in God, they refused. They never looked at the situation in the natural. Amen. They saw the power of God in the spirit. And when they were thrown in the furnace of fire, we know the story that Nebuchadnezzar and his people, instead of seeing three people that they had thrown in, they saw the fourth person. They were four people. Amen. And that was Jesus. Amen. Who protected them. Hallelujah. Why? Because they trusted in God. They did not die. And even Nebuchadnezzar himself, he changed his mind to say, from today onwards, anyone who worships any other God apart from the God that these three boys worship shall be cut into pieces. You can imagine that, how awesome it is. Amen. The whole kingdom had to repent, had to become born again. Their lives changed there and then. That is the faith that we are talking about. No matter your situation, you stand on God as a child of God, that Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. Amen. Because the situation that you are going through, one day is going to help somebody to realize that indeed you serve a living God. For God to take you through this and you are still alive, why don't I also start worshiping this God? Amen. Because of your faith in God. Another example is Daniel himself, in the book of Daniel chapter 6 verse 23. When the king, when he was thrown in the den of lions, amen, because of his obedience. Again, because of his obedience. People became jealous because the grace of God was upon him. He was obedient to God. God was blessing him. He was more intelligent. He was more diligent than others. He was performing well. And he was promoted. People became jealous. Amen. The enemy turned against him. They wanted to get rid of him. And they had to find the means and ways, you know, to discourage him. To say, what do we do? They planned, they met and made up a plan, evil plan, to say we have to make a decree that no one should worship any other god except the god of the Babylonians. Amen. And Daniel refused. Amen. He refused. The Bible says he was praying three times. He continued seeking the God three times. Was he facing the east or west? He was facing Jerusalem. Amen. When he was praying in the exile. Hallelujah. Three times. And when they caught him, they reported to him and they forced the king to say, because you signed this decree, he has to die. But the king was afraid because the king loved Daniel. And he knew that Daniel was a man of God. Amen. It was very important to him because of the wisdom that he carried. He was helping him a lot. But the king gave in because of the signature that he had appended on the decree itself. But by the grace of God, because Daniel trusted in God, Daniel had faith in God. The word of God says Daniel 6:23 says, the king was overjoyed and gave orders to lift Daniel out of the den. And when Daniel was lifted from the den, no wound was found on him because he trusted in God. Amen. He had faith in God. He exercised faith in God by being obedient to the things of God. He was praying. He refused to defile himself with other evil things. In Isaiah 49:24 to 26, as we conclude, The word of God records the restoration of Israel by God. Amen. And the Bible reads, can a plunder be taken from warriors? I'm reading from verse 24. Amen. To 26. Can plunder be taken from warriors or captives be rescued from the fierce? Verse 25. But this is what the Lord says. Yes, captives will be taken from warriors. Plunder retrieved from the fierce. I will contend with those who contend with you, and your children I will save. Verse 26. I'll make your oppressors eat their own flesh. They will be drunk on their own blood as with wine. Then all mankind will know that I, the Lord, I am the Savior, your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Amen. The Mighty One of Jacob. Today, as I've been emphasizing on, I don't know your situation, but trust in this God. He has confirmed that even the plunder, even what the enemy has stolen from you, I don't know whether it is peace, I don't know what the enemy has stolen from you, but if you trust in this God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, if you trust in this God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, if you trust in this God of Daniel, if you trust in this God who raised Jesus from the grave, your plunder is going to be retrieved. Whatever the enemy has stolen from you is going to be retrieved. You shall testify to the honor and the glory of God. You shall encourage someone you shall encourage someone who is going through what you have gone through in your life before. If you will trust in God. The question is, what do you trust today? Or what do you trust in? Do you trust in God? Yes, you trust in God. That's why you came to the house of the Lord. Because you know that this God that we serve, He is our helper. He is our redeemer. He is our healer. He is our savior. He is everything. The Bible says that this God watches over our lives day and night. He never slumbers nor sleep. Amen. He never slumbers or sleep. He's always with us 24/7. Trust in God. And He shall come through for you. Believe in God. Believe in Jesus Christ. Don't give up. Don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. That plunder that the enemy has taken or has been enjoying from you, you are going to retrieve it. Because God has confirmed this morning that He contends with those who contend against us. He fights on our behalf. He is faithful. May God bless you. Amen. Let's just pray. Hallelujah. Father Lord, we thank you that you are a good God. You are wonder of God. You are faith of God. You are reliable. You are dependable. You are trustworthy. You are Almighty God. Everything we have. In you, Lord, we live, we move, and we have our being. Thank you, Lord, for encouraging us with a word on faith. Lord, we thank you that you are our teacher. We thank you that you are our chief priest. We thank you that your word that you have poured upon us, my Lord, shall be a light to our path and shall be a lamp to our feet. That this word, my Lord, shall help us, my Lord, to be brought us closer to yourself. Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless your name. And anything, my Lord, that has been a distraction in our lives, we cancel it in Jesus' name. Help us to be more closer to you. Help us to fix our eyes on you. Help us, my Lord, not to look to the left, not to the right, but Lord, to depend on you. Because you are Abba, Father. Let only your perfect will be done in our lives as it is in heaven. Let only your perfect will be done in this church, Crossways Church, as it is in heaven. Father, Help us, my Lord, to love one another. Help us, Lord, to be a blessing to others. Help us, Lord, to walk in your ways. Help us, Lord, to be a blessing and a light to others. In the name of Jesus. And help us, Lord, above all, to depend on you. Because you are everything to us. We thank you, Lord. May you continue to be with us. May you continue to guide us, to lead us, to mold us, and to shape us in the children that you want us to be. We thank you for the nation of South Africa. We thank you even for other nations, my Lord. And we declare peace upon this nation. We declare, my Lord, freedom from the clutches of the enemy. Oh, yes, upon this nation. We pray, my Lord, for your will. Oh, yes, to manifest upon the nation of South Africa. We commit the leadership of this church, the leadership of the nation, and the leadership of the world. Father, we commit them into your hands that you grant them wisdom, you grant them peace, and you meet them at their point of needs. We pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. In Jesus' mighty name, Father. Amen and amen. God bless you.
Thank you.